This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King.
We know that Amazon has been pushing to introduce delivery drones into the skies, but the Federal Aviation Administration has recently given the okay to several insurance companies to use drones to assess property damage after natural disasters. WABE's Candace Wheeler has more.
Our blue skies could eventually be dotted with hundreds of little drones. Sounds like science fiction? It's not. Matt Sloan is the president of Atlanta Drone Consultants.
In light of the proposed new regulations from the FAA, there are going to be a lot more commercial agencies using drones for all kinds of things, from insurance assessments to fire rescue.
Sloan says during natural disasters, helicopters are used to assess damage. But he says those flights cost $1,000 an hour and put people's lives in jeopardy. That's why insurance companies are so interested in drones. Justin Tomczak is the Georgia spokesperson for State Farm.
If we can send a drone to look over at our customer's house and determine, okay, they have significant damage there, that information could be relayed to their agent. We can call them and say, I noticed your house has significant damage. We're cutting you a check right now to cover your immediate expenses that you may have.
State Farm was the first to get FAA approval. Now other insurers like USAA and AIG are joining in. Both say they'll experiment with drones to assess damage. And if you're worried about all those little devices recording you, Matt Sloan says you just might have to get used to it.
Although I will say most don't have cameras with the ability to zoom. So it's not going to be a, you know, sort of satellite situation where, you know, from 1,000 feet you can zoom in and see every little detail.
To address any concerns, the FAA has a public comment period open until April 24th. In Atlanta, I'm Candace Wheeler for Marketplace.